Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey, Dan. I'm Shadi Masrani, and I'm the founder of Blackbird Logistics and co-founder of BrioBox from the Detroit area, specifically working out of Royal Oak, Michigan.
Awesome. So I'm just curious more about your businesses. Like, what gave you the idea to start these companies, and what exactly do you guys do?
Yeah, so kind of, I guess, to give you how I got into these businesses, a little bit of an unorthodox way. So I was going to school for finance and at DePaul University in Chicago. And I was graduating around the time, not sure if you, how much detail you remember from it, but it was the time of the financial crash in 2008. So it wasn't a good time to be a finance student. Any job I had lined up with, you know, with the Chicago Board of Trade or any of the finance companies was pretty much like done. And it didn't just gradually happen. It kind of happened like with the blink of an eye. Like everything was good and then everything was not. So luckily, I had made some friends during college, and a friend of mine, she got me a job at a large logistics company in Chicago. So that's when I started in that field, which led me to starting my own company.
Awesome. So I guess, like, what opportunities did you see in the market that made you want to go from like working and get a company to actually starting your own business?
Starting my own business had always been an aspiration since I was really young. I don't know if it's something that's been learned or you just have it in you that that's what you want to do. It probably helped the fact that my dad was always self-employed and owned his own business. So I think that's just what kind of got ingrained in me. And a lot of family members for generations were that path. So I think it was just kind of in my blood to always have that aspiration. But, you know, you always got to get stepping stones to finally get ready to do that. So for some people, it's early in their career. And so for some others, it's a little bit later. For me, it happened to be pretty early.
Awesome. So I guess in terms of your business today, like, I'm just curious, like, what exactly, obviously there's many different types of logistics companies. So how exactly do you guys work with your customers, and what type of customers are you typically serving?
So we're typically serving not the gigantic customer. We're typically serving like the startups to, you know, $5 million revenue customer up to like $10 million. Not to say that we don't serve some larger or some smaller, but it typically seems to be the sweet spot because those companies are not large enough to have a department to handle, you know, those tasks, but, you know, they're still in need of it. They also don't have the buying power to obtain the costs and the strategies to efficiently execute the logistics supply chain that their company requires. That's a big deal. It's been more so now than ever. Supply chain logistics have become like these like very like keywords in business where they once weren't. And now, you know, they are. And with a business that I have, that's actually a completely different business, it's more so apparent that that's such a need for your business to succeed if you don't have that in tune.
For sure. But I guess like what kind of services specifically do you provide for these companies that they would have to go and like fetch out people themselves?
Yeah, sure. It's anything that involves freight shipping, domestic and international freight shipping. So we handle international shipping for our customers, basically anything from door to door that's required. Domestic, we do, not to get too granular into the words, but truckload, LTL, expedite, anything that involves plane, boat, or rail, truck, that's what we do.
Awesome. And in terms of in terms of your other business, where like you mentioned that it's very apparent. So I'm just curious more about that, if you can just dive into that business.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, a few years into the logistics business, a good friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, and I wanted to start a different business, which, you know, he had more of the tech background, you know, obviously the logistics and supply chain background. And what we came to the idea of was a subscription box company. And that was back in 2017. Right when, you know, now I'm sure a lot of people, including yourself, know that that's such a big thing now, subscription boxes. And it was just kind of taken off at that time. And it's a really different business than what I was used to. I wasn't used to the direct-to-consumer, physical, tangible product that you're selling. But logistics and supply chain is a huge component of that and obviously gave us a competitive advantage, which is why we started it, because we wanted to do something we had the ingredients for success.
For sure. So in terms of that business, like what kind of products do you guys sell and who is an ideal customer for you?
It's a quarterly lifestyle box for men and women. The box contains really anything lifestyle, but centered around tech, gadgets, anything, even wellness, anything that will improve your daily life. Our tagline is the products you never knew you needed. And we try to introduce people to up-and-coming brands, also try to get them, you know, maybe versions of something they already have that's a little bit better or unique. So we work with a range of companies, whether they're startup or smaller boutique, to large companies as well that you definitely know the name of.
So like essentially somebody will sign up on your website and they'll fill out like a form and say, okay, like, I'm this age, I'm interested in these things, and they'll give them like a, you know, like a customized box based on those things.
We don't do customization yet. We have a customization component where subscribers can choose between this or that each box. But the box is unified across the board, and we do it spring, summer, fall, winter. And then the products get delivered. It's a $169 box, but we have $250 worth of legitimate value in the box. And that includes, like, you know, even if you're scouring on Amazon, you'll get your value. And there's also discovery and, you know, enjoyment experience part of it. It's not just, you know, getting the value, but even though that is a big part of it. But yeah, and it's been fairly successful and fulfilling. And then on the vendor side of it, they get a chance to introduce products to an audience that fits their demographic, which, to answer your question on that, is, you know, to give you the exact demographic of our audience, it's, 85% male, female to male, and 35 to 55 years old.
So, and like, are the people located mostly like in the Midwest or all across the U.S.? Like, where are your customers mostly located?
All across the U.S. We have a heavy concentration of subscribers, especially in the coastal areas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York. But we also have some very remote customers who may be subscribed because they've expressed that they can't necessarily get these type of products local to them. And not everybody has, like, you know, those stores nearby that you can go, whether it's Best Buy or Kitchen Place or, you know, it's called Williams-Sonoma or any of those places, or like a big boutique mall. Yeah. So.
So how do you guys go about getting new customers for that business?
Through a combination of things. That's actually more on my partner side of the business, but obviously I'm aware of what we're doing. The acquisition takes place with different channels, whether it's affiliate, email, Meta, getting into TikTok. But those are probably the main components of it. The email is a powerful tool for us. We've built up our email list quite a bit, so we're always getting sales through that, and, you know, paid ads and such, and using micro influencers, unboxings. Like, people like to see the unboxings before they buy something. So
for sure. So obviously, like, we're about halfway into this year. So I'm curious, like, what are some of your biggest goals for both your companies that you're really looking to achieve in 2024?
At a very basic level, is to do better than 2023. that's probably the main goal for both businesses. But we have specific milestones, revenue wise, and, you know, in the subscription box business, subscription number, subscribers wise, and different little KPI metrics that we're trying to improve on. And then for the logistics business, it's similarly, it's hitting a certain revenue number, certain amount of new customers. Right. And also, you know, surveying and really understanding our current customers. I feel like we haven't done a great job of doing that. And you kind of take for granted the loyalty of your customers without understanding, you know, who they are, because that will really get you focused on who you need to get as far as a new customer is a duplicate of what your current customers are like.
Right. So, like, are you looking into expanding your current offerings, or, like, what are, like, you know, maybe like some, you know, new products, services, things like that to scale up and get more revenue?
It's more so focusing on the subscription box side. We're really focusing on retention and customer experience to increase retention. Of course, you're always wanting to get new customers at a good acquisition price. So it's not necessarily increasing offerings. It's just fine-tuning the current offerings and adding personal touches to it to make the experience even more enjoyable and sticky, I guess you could say. So people... Sure. Tend to stay on a little bit longer. And on the logistics side, it's just honing in on what type of customers that we want to serve specifically. So I kind of give you a general guide to what our, you know, based on revenue and size of the company, what we generally match up well with. Because of myself being an e-commerce business owner, it gives me a unique perspective on that. So I know what that customer needs. So I'm actually more so fine-tuning the exact umbrella of business that we're going after. So whether it's e-commerce companies, because I understand them so well, and, you know, we've been very fortunate to have a good base of customers where we're not just working with anybody. We want to work with someone that fits, you know, what and is going to be a fit for what we do service-wise, which is we're not the cheapest, but we are a high-level service company.
For sure. So obviously nowadays, many companies use high-level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, like, where do you think they could come in and give you more value?
With AI, it's, you know, great you mentioned that. That's actually one of my goals for the business is to get a better understanding of how I can use it in my businesses. Because lots of people are getting, I'd say, focused on the fact that AI could replace what they're doing or replace big functions of what they're doing. I more so think that you need to focus on it as a tool. And the better you know how to use it as a tool, that's really what's going to separate you from your competition, not necessarily AI replacing what we do. Because of the because of the business itself, it takes a level of human and creativity to solve those problems. Not to say that one day AI couldn't take that place, but at least right now, that's the way I'm looking at it, is a tool. And I need to become, and we need to become really well educated in the tools that are available and what best suits our businesses.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
For sure. So have you thought about it, like, you know, for customer service, for example, for the e-com brand?
Yeah, we thought about it. We haven't got yet to that point of scale where it's something that's going to be a huge saver for us to try to do. We are slowly implementing it for like more low-level customer service tasks. I shouldn't say we're implementing it. We're trying to maybe think of a way to implement it. But at our current size, it's not like we have a customer service team of 25 people and we'll cut that. We have like one customer service person. So it's a job we want to keep for him. We don't want to like replace him. We want to, you know, slowly maybe get him to another level of responsibility. And then maybe, you know, once we get an education on the tools available, maybe then at that point, you know, use that in that portion of the business.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I would say that when things are good, they're not always going to be good. And you got to prepare for the winter and the storms that are to come. I've seen a recession, 3 elections, the impact business heavily, a pandemic. So I'd say the businesses that I'm in, especially in logistics, is fairly resilient. But what's happening today isn't guaranteed tomorrow. So always just, you know, being ready for that. And also focusing on one thing until you've scaled it appropriately. Not to say that the subscription box was a mistake or starting it. It's a successful company. I'm very proud of it. And I'm very happy to be involved in it. But the timing of it could have been maybe better executed. I don't think the logistics was at a point where starting another company was conducive to that success for that company. So it's like, as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for that next shiny thing. Well, oh my gosh, like I do good at this and I could take this skill set and I could do this now and I can have all these businesses, a portfolio, which is obviously the goal, but you got to really know what it takes for a business to be on strong footing. And I think that was something for me that I learned to call it the hard way. But that would be a big piece of advice for an entrepreneur is just focus on one thing and do it very well.
For sure.
And you'll know when it's the right time to be able to branch off into something else.
100%. And that's some really good advice. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you think it's going for both of your companies?
For the logistics company, a year from now, properly departmentalizing the company, operations and sales, and having leaders in a proper SOP system. Like we have like kind of an SOP system, and I don't mind name dropping it, but I think the EOS system, Gino Wickman's book Traction, is something that I'm trying to implement. So a year from now, having that properly implemented in my business to give it a good path for scale would be the goal. And that comes down to all the granular things, such as the processes for sales. So having the hierarchy, having the exact, I guess, like identification of what roles are in the sales process versus just hiring or just people to make calls and do stuff with no really organization. And on the subscription box side, operationally, I think it would be to unload the tasks that I think are a little bit micro for not only myself, but my partner especially, to get into the point where those daily tasks are freed up so that way we're freed up to work on the business, not just in the business.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your websites or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
I'm most engaging on LinkedIn. So if you search my name, Shadi Masrani, on LinkedIn, you'll find me. Spell it out if you have it in here in the notes here. The company's names are Blackbird Logistics and Brio Box, Breo Box. Both are on Instagram and LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is where I'm most engaged to speak.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It was
Of
enjoyable.
course. Thank you. All right. Bye.